Look, only time will tell, but the fact that we're going halfway well, when 3 weeks ago, obviously, you know, if we got a result in Dundalk, we'd love to have played the following week. Look, the other side of it is, if we'd lost up there and got beaten heavily, you might have been delighted with the break, but no, we could download out the break at this stage. The fact now that we've got to play games in a tighter space of time, including three games in the coming week, it didn't go to our advantage, and there's no point in pretending anything different. But it certainly was out of our control, and look, we've got to get on with it and try and get results on the pitch, Oshie.
Yeah. How did you keep the guys focused over the last couple of weeks?
Well, we trained and trained quite well. The difficulty was we picked up a few knocks at training, which, you know, well, you could have picked them up in a game as well. It's not ideal by any means. I mean, the difficulty was we'd five games in 12 days at the start of August, and now we'd no game in 20. And while there was obviously unforeseen circumstances, you know, and no one can predict that, I just felt the management of it and the way that they have put the games now back into the schedule could have been done better. And but look, the powers to be make that decision, and we've got to go with it or not get it.
Listen, we could be hampering on about those that had done fixtures, Ollie, because we've been at that for most of the year, so we have.
Yeah.
But it's now a case of you have to play bows. You mentioned players with a few knocks. Can you tell us who they are or who's doubtful for the weekend?
I mean, with a number of them, we need to manage them as regards. They're not long-term, thankfully. But certainly they won't be fit to play Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, to put it that way to you. And we've got to manage it and try and, you know, pick a team further in the week and indeed for the following weekend and maybe give lads a little bit more recovery time before next Wednesday as opposed to Saturday and indeed in between games. So, look, thankfully we've got a bigger squad than we've had in years, and that, please God, will only help us in the next week, Oshie.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since Harps won at Dalymount Park, Ollie. We'll have to go back quite a few years. I don't think he's took a victory or since in your time as manager down there. Would that be right?
No, certainly not. It's put to Paul Higgerty, and he had the same in his time as manager. And look, I don't know. I don't know when the last time we got a point or certainly got a win in Dalymount. You know, on the other side of it was, I'm not sure when we got a point in Oriel Park either, and we happened to turn that around and got something out of it 3 weeks ago. But Bows are going very well. They're second in the table for a reason. And we're going away from home to play a side that are in good form, had played in the last number of weeks and played last Friday in Dundalk. We haven't played in 3 weeks. But look, I'm not making excuses, and we'll get over them excuses for Saturday night, and we need to try and get something because we basically can't depend on other results going our way without us having to pick up points.
The fact maybe that Bows are assured of second in European football already, and there is a bit of a gap to the champions elect, if you want to call them Shamrock Rovers, can that benefit you on Saturday?
Not if you know of the likes of Keith Long and Trevor Crawley, absolutely not. I mean, the other side of that is if they don't win on Friday, Shamrock Rovers win the league that night without playing. And I can guarantee you that's one thing the Bohemians won't want to happen. But knowing the two lads that look after the side, any side they pull out always go to try and win. And invariably against us they have. We've had a good record against them at home, albeit we lost back in August in a narrow game, in a poor game really in Ballybuffet. They probably didn't have to come out of second gear to win that game, and did. They're a better side at home. We have struggled up there in recent years, although we scored three last year up there and still lost 5-3, to put it that way to you.
Yeah. Is getting out of the bottom two still a target at this stage of the season for you, Ollie?
I'd love to see, yeah. Of course, you'd love to talk about that and have a feel-good factor, but realistically, it's between us and Cork to see who goes on automatically and who goes into a playoff. And whoever does go into that playoff, as we know, and if it's us or if it's Cork, they'll have some handful in trying to get out of the playoff. But we need to get to that playoff position, and we can't just depend on other teams taking points off Cork. We need to get something in the next four games, and that starts on Saturday night, albeit a very difficult task for us.
Yeah, well, three of the last four games obviously are at home, starting with Pats the following Wednesday. Does it make Pats a bigger game then than this game at the weekend against Bows for you?
We can't pick and choose. We've got four games left. Actually, we've five games, including the cup game at Shamrock Rovers. Like after Saturday night, we don't have an away game for the rest of the season, unless we happen to get through a quarter final against Shamrock Rovers at home. However, we can't pick and choose. If we've 18 games left or you have a 36 game season, yeah, I was thinking you could look at Daly Mount and say, right, well, lads aren't ready here, we'll keep them for Wednesday. And we may do that also, but we're running out of games to try and get enough points to stay above Cork, and we can't write off any game, including a home game to Shamrock Rovers, you know, in the league. We've got to try and approach that to get something out of the two, and that's the way we go to Daly Mount. It may work, it may not, but yeah, we've got to take a cut at it.
Well, you could have six games as well, obviously, with the playoff to come too, Ollie.
Yeah.
Do you feel that now at this stage of the year that you have to hit your best form of the season, and will that be good enough?
There's a lot of this. I don't know. I don't think anyone has the answer for that. Certainly, we struggled in the restart in August. We eventually got into, I won't say a brilliant run of form, but a decent run of form. And then 3 weeks ago, we got a draw in Dundalk, and then it closes up shop again, you know, of conditions out of our control. But the other side of it is we've only lost one game in the last seven, and that sounds, well, that's a team in good form. But at the same time, we may have only won one game in that last seven, or maybe two, to put it that way, to include the cup games. So look, we've got into some sort of run of form, not brilliant by any means, but certainly not as poor as we were in August. However, it's a bit of a lottery what way it's going to restart on Saturday.
Okay, listen, Ollie, good to talk to you after a bit of a lengthy break, but listen, the best of luck in Dublin on Saturday.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.